Hi, I'm Dan Jones with CFWN in Cobourg, Ontario. Colborne is getting a food market Wednesday afternoon as shoppers can buy what they need from locally grown fruits to vegetables, prepared soups, meat pies, and other proteins. Colborne has been without a grocery store for years following a structural fire. The Community Health Centers of Northumberland is hosting the market, seeking to increase food security for those on a budget. Dietitian Adam Hudson speaks on what the community can expect at the market.
For a long time, we have been trying to expand food access in Northumberland. And we've been running a community food market at the Community Health Center for 2+ years, thanks to an original Ontario Trillium Fund, where we buy local produce from farmers, pay them the price that they're asking for, bring it back into the center, and purposely charge less than what we paid for. Kind of a silly business model, but seems to be sustainable. And the idea is to make food, local food, more accessible, to pay farmers the fair wage, and to make our food miles a little bit less and support the local food system. So we had a lot of communities interested in adopting this model, but we recognize that in Colborne, with the unfortunate fires over the last couple of years, and their geographical location, there is not a grocery store close to them. And while there is a food bank, not everyone might feel comfortable going to a food bank. There's just not a lot of food access points out there, and same with Grafton. So at the beginning of the year, we went and opened in Grafton with partnership with the St. Andrew's United Church. And Colborne was right up there with our goal to get there. We just had a hard time finding a space. And thankfully, with this new Ontario Trillium Fund and the support of the United Way Northumberland, we made some connections, and we are just so excited to be launching our first market in Colborne tomorrow, as we feel it's a community need, and we feel it's our responsibility as a health center.
So let's kind of go through what people can expect. You talked about produce, fruits, veg, but there's also meats, proteins, and homemade foods. Let's get into what is on the menu, really.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to. We launched a market in the middle of January in southern Ontario, so it's not like that there's a ton of awesome, fresh local produce being put out there, but we did source our best, and we will continue to. All the options are going to be a lot more varied in the coming weeks. But yeah, you're right, Dan. We source foods from local farms that also produce their own meat. So we've got ground beef and sausages and different cuts of chicken, different cuts of pork. We can get in different cuts of different meats sometimes if requested. So we have the meats. We have meat pies that are made by some of these farms. I know that one of the farms, their pastry maker took a 2-week holiday break, and people were very upset because they couldn't get their meat pies. So we've got them back in stock. But then we also offer homemade soups. We at the health center, there's a team of volunteers in there right now. There's 4 of our volunteers making 2 or 3 big batches of soup, which we break down into single servings, and we make them available. And that's one of our hottest selling items. They're healthy, so we try to make them low sodium, lots of veggies in there. They taste amazing, and they're made with our local ingredients, but they're affordable. They're $2 for a single serving. So someone who's in there looking for a quick fix dinner, I know when we open it up to staff at 3 o'clock, the soups go like crazy because everyone's like, sweet, we've got dinner tonight, so we know what we're making. And there's something warm and loving about a nice bowl of soup, we think. So
now let's go back earlier in the year. You were opened in Grafton.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
it kind of, what did you learn? What are people saying about that market? And what do you think you carried forward from that market to Colborne?
Sure, yeah. Grafton, I have to give the biggest shout out to Olivia and John, the 2 volunteers that have been helping us and really were advocates in setting up this market. They recognized that the market could be more than just a spot to buy food. It could be a place for social connection. It can be a place for community members to come together. I just finished a show today on the Weekly Health Beat where we talked about social connection being Mental Health Week. We have people who come, sit down, pour themselves a cup of coffee, shoot the breeze with a couple buddies, and then grab some veg on the way out. It is much more of a community hub space than it is just to come and do a 5-minute grocery shop. So it's a place where people can come together, celebrate the local food bounty, talk recipes, talk shop about what's going on in town. And what we've learned from that is we know we need to have a little space in our markets for for people to have that social connection. Back in Port Hope, we have people who show up 30, 40 minutes ahead of time, and we've got the same gang of ladies that come, they socialize, they buy their veg, then they all go out for coffee. They didn't know each other before this market. And those are the neat stories that we hope to be able to continue to facilitate around the power of good food. And it's amazing what food can do to bring people together.
So then, was this organic, or was this kind of purposely set up in Grafton, and what you learned in Port Hope, you kind of brought that over to Grafton?
We wanted to, it was a little mixture of both. We knew that we always wanted to create a welcome space, whether that's when we're running our food bank at the health center, whether it's the market, whether it's a social group. We're always looking to build social connection, because the feeling of belonging and having some social connections is important for health. So if that's just hiding in the background and the whole display is food, or maybe a food seminar or a health topic at the center, we always make sure that it's focused around people, because people being around each other is healthy for the soul and healthy for our community. So we always have our radar on to see what's working, to see what's not, to see what people enjoy. And we're going to put out a bunch of big kind of chart papers in Colburn over the next couple of weeks, and same in Grafton, to say, what else can we do? What do you like about this market? What's working? Do you want it outside once a week? Do you want us to bring the barbecue and fire that up at some point? We're always adapting to what people are in the community are saying, because it's a community-driven process, these markets, and it will continue to be so.
Now, one thing that I appreciated about the Grafton market is that you can buy only what you need. If you need a single potato, mm-hmm. a single carrot, mm-hmm. you don't need to buy a whole bag.
Nope.
Especially for a lot of people. I mean, I know that potatoes, when they're on sale, they're $2 for 10 pounds, but yep. a lot of people can't eat 10 pounds of potatoes. So
absolutely.
I mean, that the individual choice is really budget friendly.
It is. And you're totally right. What someone living on their own who maybe eats a potato once or twice a week going to do with 10 pounds? So if they can come in and spend a quarter on a potato and it's big enough to get two meals out of, then that's perfect. Or 25 cents for a carrot. And you're right. It might seem, well, I can go buy a bag of 3 pounds of carrots for X amount of dollars, but is that worth that amount up front when it's going to go to waste anyway? So I worked at the cash a couple of weeks ago covering for my colleague. And the amount of times I heard a customer say to me, wait a second, that's it? Like when it came to the price? And it's not like we are selling things off at clearance prices. Again, we are trying to keep this sustainable, but compared to the food prices in the store, when you can walk out with two carrots, two potatoes, two beets, a head of lettuce, and a serving of soup for $5 or $6, unfortunately, that seems like a deal in today's day and age, when maybe 10 years ago it seemed like a scam. But we're trying to adapt to the times that we're living in, and it's individualized, and that's the point you made, Dan. It's much more individualized for people to be. And we took a page out of Burnham's Family Market, who has long quartered cabbages and sold them at lower prices. So kudos to Burnham's for setting that standard. But yeah, it's something that we take pride in, and making it an even more accessible for individuals as well.
The concept, though, is you're meeting individuals where they're at.
Absolutely.
And not forcing. You're talking about affordability. You're not forcing people to pick winner or loser in terms of nutritious foods or paying a bill.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's if we can provide a little bit of wiggle room in someone's food budget by offering them some food at what we think is a fair price, then maybe that extra $10 they're saving can go to the higher prices of gas or the other groceries that we're not able to provide, or their bills at home. And again, we believe that everyone in this community should have the right and access to nutrient-dense food that is familiar to them, that's culturally appropriate, and that's at a fair price. And I think we're really hitting the nail on the head here.
Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.